Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to When Did That Get Anyway? The talk show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Paige.
Happy Sunday, and welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, August 2nd, 2011, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's been a cool and beautiful fall day. This evening's topic is Entertainment Etiquette Part 2. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. This is Denise Harding. I am the HR lady.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I am doing just well. And yourself? Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you. It's a beautiful day today. Nice and cool and crisp and sunny.
It really is. It really, really is. I think we're in fall.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's great. Well, anyway, you guys, once again, today's topic is Entertainment Etiquette Part 2, and we are going to discuss some common courtesies or perhaps lack of common courtesies when it comes to attending different entertainment events, like could be sporting events, concert, movie, just a variety of other venues. So you guys just kind of let us know. Chime in, and let us know about when you go out entertaining. It could be even going out to dinner or lunch, perhaps. Well, first of all, you guys, let me give you our contact information. It's area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295, or you can shoot us an email at etiquettelady, and that's plural, at gmail.com, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Well, of course, the name of our show is What Is Etiquette Anyway? Let's talk a second about what etiquette is. And etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners, if you will. It's a set of rules of behavior. And, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And that's one of the main reasons we do this show. We really want people to be pleasant to each other, and in turn, they will certainly be comfortable. Now, the word itself, etiquette, comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Yay. Okay, Denise. Of course, you know one of our goals certainly is to make the world a polite place to live in. And we know, guys out there, that we can only do it one person at a time. So we invite you to certainly invite your friends and coworkers and classmates to listen in to our show as well. It is certainly a family show, and we're just excited to be with you this evening. Once again, entertainment etiquette. For those of you who may be joining us and you may have missed part one, Denise, why don't we do a quick recap of a couple things that we were talking about last week?
Okay. I know that we spoke about a good deal about sporting events, and I know one of our listeners was concerned about people standing in front of them where they couldn't see, and the response was to actually tap them on the shoulder and politely ask them to sit so that you can view the event. Other things that we talked about were remember all of them, Donna, if you want to chime in.
Actually, just piggybacking on that note about tapping someone on the back and asking if they would please sit down, we want to reemphasize, like we said last week, it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. And we say that on the show all the time. You know, you want to definitely, you know, be nice and kind when you are confronting someone. And many times, especially at sporting events or some other types of events, too, I mean, you don't know who's been consuming alcohol or whatever. So you do want to be kind of gentle with them and just say it, you know, be considerate and say it nicely. Exactly.
We had a person to email and ask both of us what our favorite sporting event was and what our pet peeve was for that event. And, of course, football, I guess, is my favorite. And you said basically basketball. And we talked about some kind of embarrassing moments about people talking through the game and asking a lot of questions about the game. And it was funny when you said that you had done that before just to try to learn another a different sport. Remember that one, Donna? That was kind of cute.
No, I do.
But that's okay.
You guys.
I confess. You know, very quietly into, you know, so you can learn. It's okay to learn like that. But what did I say? I said, try to do it at home in the living room before you go to the sporting event, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we were saying to try to do a little quick tutorial before you go to the event. So that's great. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, why don't we go ahead and go to our first caller, with the extension 1277. Hello, thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway.
Hello.
Hi there.
My name is Lisa, and my pet peeve is when I go to the movies and there's someone that's talking through the entire movie and you can't hear the punchline for jokes. You can't hear the actors speaking to each other because the other people, there's someone there who's just talking and basically telling the movie the way they see it or perceive it, and it's very annoying and it disturbs everyone, and that's just my pet peeve. I don't feel that I can go over or I could shush them or go over and say something to them, because if they're, you know, outspoken like that, it's a possibility that I may have a serious confrontation.
I do understand that, and I have been in a situation like that, too, where people, they're just talking and talking. Either they're talking and talking, or they're talking. They're giving you a preview of what's coming up in the next scene. And that, right, that is like, okay, obviously this person has seen this film before, but most of the people in here probably have not. So can you not do a pre-screening for us? But yeah, but that's a really good point that you mentioned about if someone is very outspoken like that, that it is a possibility that it could, you know, end up in a negative confrontation if you say something to them. So what we're going to do right now, okay, you guys, listeners, listen.
Yes.
I want you to raise your hand if you're guilty. You've been in a movie theater and you've ran your mouth during the movie. Raise your hand. Okay. I see you guys. But don't do that because Lisa said, look, she went to see the movie, not listen to the chit-chat amongst the other people. Denise, has that ever happened to you?
Actually, yes. I've been in a movie before where someone had already gone to the movie and they enjoyed it so much they came back with somebody else and told the whole story. And I'm like, okay, I paid good money to actually see and hear this for myself. Do I need somebody helping me out? But, you know, the thing, too, is the money situation. I when I pay my money, I want to make sure I get all that they've gotten when they first saw the movie. So it is a little bit irritating. I have known people to go out and ask the movie theater management to come in and say something to that person or those persons. And, you know, usually it doesn't really help because those are the people who talk at home in the living room when they're watching the show, too. So it's just in the... But what I did was when I used to go to the movie quite often, I used to go to the matinees as early as possible with as few people in there. And at those times, you didn't get all of the conversation, the chit-chat, the babies crying, you know, children in R-rated movies, those kinds of things. So I just, you know, worked around it.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for sharing that pet peeve with us, because I'm sure there's so many people out there listening that are saying, amen, hallelujah. That happens to me as well. So let's just try to be real conscious, you guys, as when we go to the movie, you know, to not talk. And because it really is rude and it is disturbing of others. And depending, too, Denise, like you just said, depending on the time of the day that it is, usually the later the show is, it's probably more crowded, and, you know, you have different age ranges and things of that nature. And a lot of times they're not always, you know, when you have so many people that's packed out, you know, more than likely somebody's going to, you know, chit-chat or something. But I don't know, it may have to get to the point where they may have to put signage up that, you know, please refrain from chit-chatting during the movie, just like you see now with the signage for cell phones. Please do not use your cell phone while you're in line and check out. And you just think that those are common sense things. But, of course, on this show a lot, we always say common sense, unfortunately, is not so common anymore.
That is a good thing, but, you know, they do talk about being quiet in the previews, but a lot of people don't even get there for those previews. But, you know, the other thing, too, in a movie, more than likely you're going to be able to see that movie later on down the line, either on DVD or on television. But my thing is when you go to the theater and you're watching a play, if you miss something, that may be it. You may not have that opportunity to even figure out what was said. And so then you're asking, what did they say? I didn't hear them, you know.
That's a great point.
That is very annoying. That would be very annoying.
Sure, that is a great point. And like you said, you know, when you're looking at a live stage play, it's like once it's there, that's it. And, you know, if you miss it, then, yeah, you would say, did you hear what they said? What did they say? It's like, okay. Since you're asking what they said, I am missing what they're saying right now. So, now it would be okay, and that's a good point that you point out, Denise. It would be okay to, you know, take a mental note of that, and then during intermission, perhaps ask some people around you, look, I missed what she said. What did she say when she came out there? So that would be a great idea to during intermission. Let me repeat that.
I have an email, and hopefully that answered the question for our email listener. It was a very similar email to that as well. So trying to see which one it is here. It says, dear ladies, isn't it supposed to be quiet at the theater? I have a pet peeve of people talking while the show is on stage. Why not wait until there is a break to talk? That comes from Jenna in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So, Jenna, hopefully that answered your question. And actually, thank you for bringing that to our attention as well. But that would be the best time to actually talk about whatever it was that you missed because somebody else was talking.
Mm-hmm. What you missed or what great thing that was. Oh, wasn't that a great thing? Oh, that was great. Wow. Okay, well, they're going into the next thing, so, you know, can we all kind of be quiet? And when we're talking about entertainment spots, movies and things of that nature, the theater especially, let's talk a little bit about cellular phones.
What a wonderful thing, but not all the time, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, I know everybody's important and everybody's calling you.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, please put your phones on, either vibrate or turn them off when you're in the movie or when you are at the theater. So very, very important to either put them on vibrate or turn them off. I know I've been in a situation where I was at the theater once, and it's kind of funny because it was an elderly person, and she really was in her purse, I guess, trying to figure out how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really having, you know, a great challenge by trying to turn it off. And, of course, it kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and everybody in that area, of course, was looking at her because they knew it was her phone, but she really was trying to turn it off. So, you know, if you're not quite sure how your phone works, it's best, and you can't necessarily put it on vibrate, turn it off because it really is, you know, it's pretty rude. So we definitely would want to do that.
Certainly. And, you know, it's funny you talk about turning things off. People usually keep their phones on all the time. And I attended a preview of a movie a few weeks ago, and one of the ladies sitting near me said, oh, I don't want to sit there. I was like, why? This is a good spot. She said, you see that cell phone? And I said, yeah. She said, I don't want to watch a cell phone light on the whole time the movie's on. You know, how people are texting. They're not talking, but they're texting, and their cell phone light is on, and that can be very distracting as well.
That's right, you guys. So, yeah, you want to consider that as well because you do see a lot of that. And generally, you know, in the theater and the movie theater alike, it's usually dark. So the least bit of light will show up in real life. You know, and this technology of texting and Twittering and, you know, I mean, it's great in its place, but we still have to, you know, be considerate of others that are around us. And, you know, some people might say, well, you know, so what? They shouldn't even look. Well, it's not a matter of they shouldn't look. It's, you know, you happen to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily if they're looking so much for
right.
that, but
right.
You just kind of have to
noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I know Denise, last week, one of our callers called in, and she was talking about restaurants. And remember she called and she was telling us about the restaurant that bans children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had not heard that story, and I usually, you know, try to be really on top of any kind of articles or news stories like that. But, of course, in part of my research, I found one of many articles regarding that, and I just wanted to let people know who were listening on last week. I knew that they were as curious as we were as far as where this restaurant was or just kind of this, you know, the story behind it, I just thought was really interesting. But anyway, I want to read just a little bit of that. And if you did not, if you weren't with us last week, a lady called in and said, you know, there was a restaurant that had recently banned children because they were just too noisy and ill-mannered. But this is MSNBC.com, the writer of this particular article. His name is Rob Neal. But it says, and I guess this was leading up to when they were going to stop, if your five-year-old has a Jones for the crab cake at McDang's restaurant, which is in Pittsburgh, which the menu boasts the best around period, you best take him or her there by Friday or be prepared to get the food to go. Beginning Saturday, it says children 6 and under are no longer welcome at the restaurant in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. They've just become too much of a bother for the other customers. Owner Mike Vick, V-U-I-C-K, not the Atlanta Falcons, so let me be clear. Okay, so don't text him and send him letters. It's not the ex-Atlanta Falcons currently playing for Philadelphia, right?
Okay.
Okay, so owner Michael, looks like Ruick, V-U-I-C-K, built a neighboring golf center 22 years ago, then opened a restaurant 9 years ago. Young children have become an increasing issue in that time, he said. But don't accuse Buick of hating kids. This problem is mostly with the parents. Parents have gradually diminished their cooperation, he said, adding that the new policy is strictly in response to customer complaints. This is a three-part issue. One is the increasing number of small babies that can't be controlled. They can't be quiet, and really, they can't be expected to. The second factor is kindergarten-age kids who have shown increasingly poor manners. And lastly, he blames parents who act like we're the ones being offensive when staff members ask them to calm their children down. And then there was just a blog of asking parents what they thought about, you know, the restaurant banning kids. And just, I'm going to read only just a few of the responses that the parents made. One says, Buick describes McDane as an upscale casual and isn't even sure why customers would want to bring their kids. Another parent said, this is a very genteel, quiet place, very adult. We have 68 seats here and 24 of them are in the bar. Okay, go figure. If I had children of these ages, I would never contemplate taking them to this place, he said. We've never even had a children's menu. He let customers know about the impending policy in an email. The response, he said, has been overwhelmingly positive.
Wow.
And he went on to say that, you know, out of 419 emails that were in his box, the subject lines were basically thank you and nice job.
Wow, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And without even, you know, seeing the article or being familiar with, you know, the restaurant or where it was, I remember last week I just said, you know, I commend whoever did it because I'm sure he did it because it was just a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think anyone would turn away children just in order just to do so, you know. He doesn't hate kids or anything like that. So
you know how
we
talked about, well, you know how we talked about early on when we started the show who is responsible for teaching children etiquette, the parents, the school, you know, and it starts at home. I always think that. And so that's just part of teaching children, rearing children, making sure that they are well-behaved when they go in public. And the thing that you said last week was that you start at home, you practice, you pretend that it may, you know, that it's like a restaurant at home and have the children sit and do those things that they should do while they're out in public at home so that they know how to act. I honestly believe that, too, because I remember when we were young, my grandmother, it was she who started teaching us how to sit quietly at the table, which forks and spoons to use also to set the tables, how to order, you know, and you speak when you're spoken. If it's an adult conversation, you're not in that conversation, and just a whole lot of things that I really, really, really thank her so much for. And mm-hmm. you just don't see it always in this day and time. That's why you do the show. That's why this show is so appropriate.
Exactly. And it, you know, and it seems to be a lost art, and, you know, people stop us all the time and say, you know, you really think you're going to make a difference because manners is just such a lost art. And that's why we're determined. I mean, we know that we can only reach, you know, perhaps one person at a time, but that one person can tell the other person, and then, you know, the parents, you know, are actually the role models for the child. And parents, I mean, you know, when you take your children out and they misbehave, it's not shocking to you, okay? It's really not a shock because, you know, oftentimes they will misbehave, and it's not the very first time that they did it, you know, usually. And really, as far as, you know, the child misbehaving, no one else should have to be responsible for coming over to ask you to, you know, just handle your child and make sure that they are being, you know, what they're doing or saying is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we see, that's the result. And what I'm thinking, too, Denise, is that that's probably going to, it's probably going to become a little widespread across the country.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I'm sure it's slow, but as everybody catches on and more people are accepting, then it will just go like a wildfire. And, you know, I've been in a couple of places, Donna, where there have been issues. And sometimes it's a crying baby, and other times it's a whiny child that is actually upset about something they didn't get, or because the parent tried to discipline them and it just wasn't working.
Right, parent has the parent. Okay.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Hey guys, every week we ask you to make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness. We have one that says, "Dear Etiquette Ladies, last week I noticed someone who ran out of gas. I approached them to see if I could help, and they told me they were on their way to the station and ran out of gas. I offered to buy a gas can from the auto store, which was nearby, and bought them some gas and took it back to them. I really felt good about this, and thanks to you ladies, I will look for more opportunities to be kind to people. Thanks for your show, Robert Jones in Stockbridge, Georgia." We certainly do applaud you, Robert, for that. And we do, guys. We always ask you to just initiate a random act of kindness this week. Well, Denise, wow, we have run out of time. You guys, thank you so much for listening and supporting our show. We want to also tell you that if you have a topic that you would like to see us explore, feel free to send us that information, and certainly tell your friends and family about the show. Invite them to listen. And remember, the first rule of etiquette, which is the same as the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. Well, you guys, thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care. Good night. And God bless.
God bless. Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The Talk Show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.